Then, his eyes glazed over as he refocused his attention on the world inside his visor. I scanned my choices. A dozen immersion rigs were available, of varying quality and price. Economy, standard, deluxe. I was given detailed specs on each. You could rent by the minute or pay a flat hourly rate. A visor and a pair of haptic gloves were included in the rental price, but a haptic suit cost extra. The rental contract contained a lot of fine print about the additional charges you would incur if you damaged the equipment, and a lot of legalese stating that the plug could not be held responsible for anything you did under any circumstances, especially if it was something illegal. "I'd like to rent one of the deluxe rigs for 12 hours," I said. The clerk raised his visor. "You have to pay in advance, you realize?" I nodded. "I also want to rent a fat pipe connection. I need to upload a large amount of data to my account." "Uploading costs extra. How much data?" 10 zettabytes. "Damn," he whispered. "What you uploading? The Library of Congress?" I ignored the question. "I also want the Mondo upgrade package," I said. "Sure thing," the clerk replied warily. "Your total comes to 11,000 big ones. Just put your thumb on the drum and we'll get you all fixed up." He looked more than a little surprised when the transaction cleared. Then he shrugged and handed me a key card, a visor, and some gloves. "Bay 14, last door on your right. The restroom is at the end of the hall. If you leave any kind of mess in the bay, we'll have to keep your deposit. Vomit, urine, semen, that kind of thing. And I'm the guy who has to clean it up. So do me a solid and show some restraint, will ya? You got it. Enjoy. Thanks." Bay 14 was a soundproofed 10x10 room with a late model haptic rig in the center. I locked the door behind me and climbed into the rig. The vinyl on the haptic chair was worn and cracked. I slid the data drive into a slot on the front of the Oasis console and smiled as it locked into place. "Max," I said to the empty air once I'd logged back in. This booted up a backup of Max that I kept stored in my Oasis account. Max's smiling face appeared on all of my command center monitors. "Hey there, compadre," he stuttered. "How goes it?" "Things are looking up, pal. Now strap in. We've got a lot of work to do." I opened up my Oasis account manager and initiated the upload from my flash drive. I paid GSS a monthly fee for unlimited data storage on my account, and I was about to test its limits. Even using the plug's high-bandwidth fiber-optic connection, the total estimated upload time for 10 zettabytes of data was over 3 hours. I reordered the upload sequence so the files I needed access to right away would get transferred first. As soon as data was uploaded to my Oasis account, I had immediate access to it and could also transfer it to other users instantaneously. First, I emailed all of the major news feeds a detailed account of how IOI had tried to kill me, how they had killed Daito, and how they were planning to kill Artemis and Shoto. I attached one of the video clips I'd retrieved from the Sixer database to the message, the video camera footage of Daito's execution. I also attached a copy of the memo Sorrento had sent to the IOI board, suggesting that they abduct Artemis and Shoto. Finally, I attached the SIM cap of my chat link session with Sorrento, but I bleeped the part where he said my real name and blurred the image of my school photo. I wasn't yet ready to reveal my true identity to the world. I planned to release the unedited video later, once the rest of my plan had played out. Then it wouldn't matter. I spent about 15 minutes composing one last email, which I addressed to every single Oasis user. Once I was happy with the wording, I stored it in my drafts folder. Then, I logged into H's basement. When my avatar appeared inside the chat room, I saw that H, Artemis, and Shoto were already there, waiting for me.